that lived in the Piney Woods.
Okay. Now, you wouldn't hear that call from people maybe up around Feliciana?
No.
Or Dan Livingston?
They didn't use that. Time wasn't... Just like I told you the other day, if you remember, the rednecks had it in the hills there of making a Christian out of somebody. You know, that was mean straightening them out.
Okay.
But yeah, that wasn't used.
Okay, now, we talked about mulattas and nonanoons or quatrains or whatever.
There's a grief is one quarter.
Okay, what about other names? Any sort of other names that you would have for a person with light-colored skin?
No, not that I can recall at the moment.
Okay. Now, any other names that blacks would have for whites? Like, what would a Negro call a white man?
Well, they'll always speak of him as Mr. So-and-so. You understand?
What about if they got angry at him, Mr. Murray? Did they have a name for him? Would they ever say anything about him?
Well, in most cases, he didn't risk getting angry in a white man's presence. You understand?
Yeah.
If it happened, it happened so rare.
Was there a certain type of people that even the blacks would be contemptuous of among the whites?
Well, blacks got along better with the more educated and the... people of some means in the community. And the people, in other words, the lower strata of whites that were uneducated, there was always a friction between them.
What would they call them?
Cajuns, too.
They did?
Oh, yeah.
Any other names you would hear?
No.
You
know what I mean when I'm driving at that time, Cajun, what it carried, you understand? All depends how you said it. What it meant. Cajun means came to mean a low class person.
Yeah.
Uneducated, untutored, no money, uncouth in his habits and ways. Of course it was a general applied in a broad sense, you understand? But you never called a man unless you got mad at him, a Cajun to his face. Unless you would say, well, we Cajuns, you know, something like that. Well, then that you were in it too, you understand? So
yeah. Well, what were those people like, you know, those people that were those other people that didn't have a chance at education, that sort of
you mean the
lazy.
You mean Cajuns?
Yeah.
Well, they were not essentially lazy people, but they owned no land, they had no opportunities at education, or they didn't get any, you understand? Sometime you found them, they were hard workers. And they were not polished in their mannerisms or the ways. You had a rough division here between the landowning and the educated and the people that didn't own land, you understand? That existed throughout the South. You see, you had the plantation owners, which was the landowners. You had the people that lived in the back country. You may have called them rednecks or piney woods or anything term you used, but that was the same thing. And then you had the Negroes at the bottom of the strata.
Okay. What would you mean if you said a person she's a very common girl?
I don't think there was any term that I...
She's a common girl?
I can't recall any term that was used in the sense that I'm thinking of it right now.
Well, I mean, just what would that mean? In other words, if you said, well, she's a common girl.
Well, it could mean that she came from the Cajun class.